pretty good.
Okay. Well, now what I'm doing is working on a project about the language of the different places and the terms that people have in different parts of the Southeast for
Gula,
things.
The Gula, yeah.
So, I'm going around to 30 different counties in Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina. And then I'm comparing these interviews with some that were done back in the 1930s. So.
Oh, that would, now, I'll do the best I can on that. Now, let me go further back. See, now, I'm a bricklayer. And I got a fan. My air conditioner working since you go. I can put the fan on that seat before it warm you. Man, I think I have a fan somewhere. Let me put that on.
Sit here for a while, it'll cool off.
I don't know.
After being out running around this morning.
It's been a minute.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah.
That would help your son.
That's nice. Okay.
You want the language that they used back during that time and how they talk. Now, we have a group of black here that tried to preserve this Gula language and the songs of the church and etc. You'd have a choir. I'm being a bricklayer, working out here, you know. I know all of the bricklaying in this area here, have all the records, being active here for 47 years. I could talk on that good, but now it's a lady over there on the island, her name is Maggie McGill. She keeps up with this. In fact, they put on a program after Spoleto every year. Now, if you want the language, she'd be the person, the best person that I know can tell you about the language. Because with me, I came here around 1939, laying bricks, learned to lay bricks. I worked around here in 1942. I got called Navy. I choose Navy. I got out the Navy in January. I know what's wrong with it.
Turn it down.
No, it's not level.
Okay.
I got out the Navy in January of 46, and I laid bricks around here. I left here and went into Lancaster, South Carolina. And I left there, and I went to Baltimore, Maryland, Erie. Washington, D.C., Erie, five boroughs in New York, down to Homestead Air Force Base in Miami, up in all through the state, the eastern part of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. I just move around the country laying bricks. But I maintain my membership here, or I never move my membership. Sometimes you're going to hear it. It is mandatory almost that you chat for your membership into their local. I never did do that. I pay as a working privilege, working fee. But I maintain, for some reason, after these old men here trained me, I didn't want to pull up and leave them. So I, sometimes it'd be a year or two, I don't even come here, but I mail my book in, get my book paid up, because